Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And you can find a podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is David Kay from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hey, how are things in Milwaukee?
A little cold, but not too bad.
Not too bad. What do you do there?
I work for the Medical College of Wisconsin in patient registration.
The Medical College of Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was one.
There is. It's not particularly exciting, but it pays my bills.
There you go. That's terrific. That's good to hear. Well, welcome to the show, David. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle, once again. We'll read three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will, of course, record the greeting in your home, answering device, whatever it may be. Ready to go?
Absolutely.
Here's your first quote.
I may not understand everything, but I do understand common sense. And when you lend money to someone, you don't want to see them at a new car dealer the next day.
That was a man named Ken Carlson. He was talking to Bloomberg.com. He was just one of several people steamed by news that year-end bonuses will still be given out by companies involved with what?
With the banking industry and the bailout.
The bailout, yes. Good news, Wall Street employees, despite the tanking economy and your poor performance, you're all still getting your annual bonuses. That news did not sit so well with shareholders, one of whom told Bloomberg, quote, taking a bonus this year is kind of like being in the Titanic and trying to jump in the lifeboats before the women and children, unquote. More bailout news. Secretary of the Treasury Paulson announced he had decided that instead of using the money to buy bad mortgages, as had been planned, instead he was going to use the $700 billion to buy stock in troubled companies. Okay, great.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I did that already. I am so ahead of Paulson on this.
You're a true patriot.
Yeah.
Of course, if that doesn't work, he's just going to buy $700 billion scratch-off lottery tickets and hope to get lucky.
Is anybody else mystified by this whole thing?
I think everybody else is mystified by the whole thing.
Because I got a guy, Joe Jerk, down the road. He's got all these cars up on blocks in the front yard. He falls behind in his mortgage payments, and the economy of Iceland explodes.
Yes.
I am missing a couple pieces of this
puzzle. Yeah, you thought he was just some schmuck down the road.
Yeah.
Well, you know that moment in It's a Wonderful Life? Where Jimmy Stewart says, well, your money's in Bob's house and in John's house and in Fred's house. You know that moment?
Yeah.
Well, now it's like, well, and you're screwed and you're screwed and you're screwed. And Fred over there, he's royally screwed. It's the same thing, only in reverse. All right. Here's your next quote.
Minnesota Nice will be the greatest casualty of this recount. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get expensive.
That was Cook political report analyst Jennifer Duffy describing what potentially ugly event happening in Minnesota.
The recount in the Senate race.
Exactly, the Coleman-Franken recount. Incumbent Republican Senator Norm Coleman's lead over comedian Democrat Al Franken has been shrinking since Election Day down to a couple of hundred votes. So now, of course, hundreds of lawyers are involved. They're parachuting in. It looks like the recount could drag out until December. That's a scary thought. Look up, the skies are black with lawyers.
Those are paralegals.
People are wondering why the good people of Minnesota, who seemed so certain in their presidential choice, couldn't make up their mind between Coleman and Franken. Analysts say it's because both candidates had a near fatal flaw, being either Norm Coleman or Al Franken. All right, here is your last quote.
I've had one of these presidencies where I had to make some tough calls.
That was someone telling CNN that his presidency was different from other less complicated presidencies. Who?
That would be the lame duck George W. Bush.
Yes. President Bush is the only guy who can make it sound like going for a full term was more like a pregnancy than a presidency. In an interview this week with CNN, the president told Heidi Collins that he's just had, quote, one of those presidencies. As if we could just say, you know, oh, yeah, one of those, and remember back to our own presidencies, and we'd nod and say, yeah, sometimes stuff happens, doesn't it? Bush also told Collins that he will probably write a book about his experiences in the White House. Quote, it's going to take a lot of thought and a lot of work to get it out, and it will be an interesting project, unquote. Sadly, the best title is already taken. a series of unfortunate events. Carl, how did David do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, David, you win our prize.
Well done.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thanks.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.